This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This pandemic is forcing a lot of businesses not only to rethink their business models, but in a way to rethink their basic value proposition, what they offer better than anybody else. That's a situation familiar to public libraries, which over the last 20 years or so have had to become more than just a place to borrow books, and which now are facing the same kind of challenges a lot of other businesses are. Jennifer Pearson is on the phone. She's the director of the Marshall County Memorial Library in Marshall County, Tennessee. She is also, by the way, the president of the Association for Rural and Small Libraries. Jennifer, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So your doors are closed right now at the library, but I imagine you're still involved in your community somehow. Tell us about that.
That's right. We made the choice to close the doors about 9 weeks ago. What we've been doing since then is a lot of online content, even more so than we did before. We've been doing online story times and online meetings. We just started a curbside delivery. So you can call us or put something on reserve in the library catalog or send us an email and we will choose some books for you. We'll put them in a container. When you get here, you call us. We suit up in our masks and rubber gloves and come out and put it in your trunk so there's no contact.
Man, that's great. I imagine the parents of younger children who are working from home are loving that online story time thing.
They do. They do. And it's interesting. We've seen our social media statistics go through the roof, and I think that's good for us. And I think it might even get more people in the library once we're able to open again.
The one of the defining characteristics of the 2008 crisis, certainly in my reporting, when I would go out and talk to people in like 2008, 2009, who had lost their jobs and really had nowhere to go, was that they would go to libraries to job hunt, to use the computers and the facilities and especially the Wi-Fi. Do you imagine that's something that's happening now? I mean, are people pulling up and using the Wi-Fi and do you expect people to use your services sort of as an employment thing as this crisis continues?
Yes, absolutely. They are currently using the Wi-Fi outside to do those things. The first thing we will open to the public for, and that should happen next Monday unless numbers tell a different story, is that we'll open some of our public computers so that those people can come in and do exactly what you're talking about. Fill out job applications, write resumes. It's also tax season. A lot of people need us to file their taxes. And we need more people to fill out the census, and they can do that online here once we open up.
Once we do open, and this is sort of a larger kind of macroeconomic question, right? So many things are going to be changed, at least in the short term. How do you expect libraries are going to change as we get going again after this crisis?
That's such an interesting question, for the last 15 or 20 years, public libraries have really reinvented themselves, and they are a place to come and stay. It's not just take a book, leave a book. I think people who make the rules don't understand what libraries are necessarily. So there have been a lot of rules and guidelines, in our state at least, for small businesses and restaurants and gyms. But I would compare us more to schools in terms of what happens here and the number of people who are in and out. So it's hard to compare the guidelines they've written for other businesses and say, okay, we can just adopt these for ourselves.
Right. Jennifer Pearson is the director of the Marshall County Memorial Library in Tennessee, also the president of the Association for Rural and Small Libraries. Ms. Pearson, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Kai.